Astrobob's Backyard Astronomy this morning. Astrobob, you've got a tip that will probably get rid of ticks, and it has to do with volcanoes. Are there ticks in the flow of a volcano? Oops.
That could help.
There you go. Yeah, well, that was kind of my thought. I was just trying to be helpful.
Yes, it was a nice segue to make from ticks to volcanoes. Because volcanoes are making for some very pretty sunsets. I would imagine that the listeners here have noticed that the twilights have been maybe a little more colorful than normal. And this is because starting in late August and actually sometime into early September, there the dust from two major volcanic eruptions, one in the Kuril Islands and another one in New Guinea, those volcanoes exploded and shot dust and sulfuric acid high enough into the atmosphere that actually reached into the lower part of the stratosphere. So there's material up there. So when you go out at sunset, the normal reason why the sun is red and the sky has nice oranges and reds at sunset is because the air molecules scatter away those colors of the sunlight. So it scatters away the blues and the greens, and it leaves just the reds and the yellows and the oranges. So that's normal. That just happens from the air itself. But the dust that's high in the stratosphere is still lit by the sun after sunset, a little bit after sunset, and it scatters blue light, and that blue light mixes with the reds and the oranges from the lower part of the atmosphere, the normal sunset colors, to make purple. So when you go out starting around 15 minutes after sunset to a half an hour after sunset, and that for our region would be from about 7:15 until 7:45, and you look out to the west, and it's a very clear evening, you will see very striking colors. It's kind of like a cantaloupe color, a rich orange within about a fist of the horizon, and then above it there's this oval-shaped glow that looks very rosy purple. It's just a most beautiful color. I just keep wanting to stare and stare and stare at it. It just looks very warm and purplish.
Well, I'm hoping that you've got a photograph that you'll be able to... share with listeners.
We will do that.
That's wonderful.
And it really is, because you've got these two different colored lights that are one caused by air, the normal, and the other by scattered light from volcanic dust and what they call aerosols, which are sulfur gases, which eventually combine with water to form sulfuric acid, tiny little sulfuric acid droplets. But anyway, yeah, you can see that at sunset, again, from about 7:15 to 7:45, go out. That may not happen tonight because of the weather, but tomorrow it looks like it might be a better day for that. And that's been going on for over a month. And then, I don't know, do you get up early, don't you, Lisa?
Once in a while, yeah.
Once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the moon this morning?
I did indeed. And what I thought, it was either this morning or yesterday morning, because the mornings do tend to blur. But I wondered, with my amateur photographer's eye, even though it was a crescent moon, it was so bright. The stars were like, wow, they were so bright. And I thought, I wonder if a person photographing the stars right now, if that moon would be a problem. Because even though it was just a little skinny, it was super bright. But so were all the stars. It was a beautiful morning.
Yes. Oh, I envy you for that, although I saw the crescent this morning, too. Crescents are my favorite moon phase, and I just went out to pick up the paper, and when I did, I always make it a habit to look up, and there it was. This is just a few minutes ago, that beautiful crescent. It's way high up in the sky right now, and yeah, sure, in darkness, that thick of a crescent is still quite bright. It would lighten the sky if you took a picture with the moon included in it. But it's been very fun this week watching the moon. We don't have to get up super early to see it because the moon is so high up in the morning sky this time of year, and the sun sets later, so that when we get up to go to work or school, you just look up and there it is. You can watch all of the waning moon phases from full to morning crescent just at a normal breakfast hour, I guess you could call it.
Oh, fantastic. Well, so I don't need to call you when I wake up in the mornings now so that you can get up and go?
Unless you see a supernova or something, okay? Then you can always call me.
Hey, Bob, I know you wanted to see the moon. It's your pal Lisa calling.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm a giver like that, you know.
Oh, I know you are.
Yeah. It's
hey, one other thing, too, I want to mention. This week, and actually through the first week of October, it's people, your listeners who are out there might see a bright light moving through the sky, the evening sky, look up and go, what's that? And that is the International Space Station.
Oh, cool.
Yes, it's back to making evening passes, and that will, again, continue through the beginning of October. It's very, very bright, brighter than Jupiter on most passes, so you can't be missed. It starts usually in the western sky, and then it travels to the east, just the opposite direction of the stars. And it's brightest when it's sort of near the overhead and in the eastern sky.
Fantastic. So lots of marvelous things to be looking for. Now I'm going back to the forecast because now I want to see about the overnights. Tonight, partly cloudy, becoming mostly cloudy. So tonight, maybe not. Partly cloudy Wednesday night. Rain showers Thursday night. Friday night, partly cloudy. Oh, and a chance of frost, so you're going to need to wear your sweater.
That sounds great. If you have a chance of frost, I bet it'll be clear. But just keep an eye. I mean, it's an easy thing. Most of us are up and around during evening twilight. What's really good is if you can find a spot where there's not a lot of trees or buildings in the way. So if you know where there's a big field facing west, so that you can truly appreciate just the sumptuousness of that color.
Fantastic. Bob, what a great tip. Send me the photograph, and we'll talk again in a couple of weeks, all right?
All right. Thanks, Lisa.
Astro Bob's Backyard Astronomy, a regular feature of Northland Morning on 103.3 KUMD.